Sir Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief Strategic Europe for the Carnegie Endowment in Berlin, commenting recently about the refugee story in Europe. And this is a story that is easy to overlook given the violence and the tragedy of the Ukraine conflict. Internally displaced is a big number. However, those people who have fled Poland, the young, the elderly, the children, they are refugees in a Europe that is in transition always about energy, about armaments, about Russia. But is there an agreement that the Ukrainian refugees are well housed, or are they increasingly facing the dislocations that was true in 2015 when people poured in from the Middle East? Is there a contrast or a similarity, Judy?
The similarity is in terms of numbers. In fact, more Ukrainians than people fleeing the war in Syria and Iraq have come to Europe, particularly Poland and Germany and Ireland. I mean, all over, but mostly Poland and Germany. The numbers are huge. And it actually ignores the 3 million displaced inside Ukraine. This is a conservative estimate. There's millions of displaced people in Ukraine trying to seek shelter, whether it's in the bigger safe cities in the West. But in Europe at the moment, and I think because the Ukrainians, frankly, are considered European, so far they have been given the best of welcome, housing, education, the immediate right to work, which is very important, access to benefits, financial support. It's been quite overwhelming, actually, and the civil society has been enormous. Not only that, with the energy awful crunch in Ukraine now and the destruction of the energy sector. So many people across Europe are helping to send in warm clothes, generators, food to help Ukraine. So it's actually been consistently positive. And this is very, very, very reassuring. And this hasn't been dented yet, the support for the Ukrainians, despite the fact that local councils, whether in Poland or Germany, have really stretched, but they're still coping and asking for more financial assistance from the federal government.
So we do not see any of the disorder that followed the exodus from the Middle East wars in 5-7 years ago. That's a very positive for Germany, but I want to turn to the larger question of we're looking at endless conflict. And the question is, are these refugees being resettled or are they being housed, anticipating return to Ukraine? What would tell most is are there language schools underway to help in the transition?
This is such a difficult question because only recently there was quite an extensive report by organizations looking after the education of the children and teenagers. And frankly, there are not enough teachers, even for Germans. And now they're having problems finding enough teachers to integrate the students and to teach them German. You need bilingual teachers to do this. So this is it's a serious problem of literally personnel. And so there's a plan now to take those teachers who went into retirement, take them out of retirement and put them back into the schools as substitute teachers and to relieve the pressure. This is the first element. Secondly, a lot of the Ukrainians, and they have roofs over their head. They're not in tents or big camps. They are in camps, in some camps in Poland, but the Poles have been extraordinarily warm in giving over rooms and everything to the Ukrainians. But generally, they have found housing and education and safety. Safety is the crucial thing. Despite you always hear these anecdotes and news that Ukrainians are being hassled, especially the large number of women. They've come without their partners and their husbands and their sons and their fathers because they've stayed home to fight. And they are getting, you hear reports that they're getting nasty phone calls and intimidation. But generally, the welcome has been very positive.
And that is a credit to Germany. Is this a learning curve, Judy, or is it that significance that they're regarded as Europeans and not completely discordant? Is there an explanation?
Well, Interestingly, the Poles metaphorically opened up their arms to the Ukrainians, right, but didn't dare let in any of the Syrian refugees, whereas the Germans opened the doors to a million refugees in 2015, right, with very little help from the other EU member states. Sweden helped, and a few other countries helped, but Germany was extraordinarily supportive and morally obliged and legally obliged to help these people. So in the sense that of a learning curve of integration, of housing, of organization, yes, there's certainly a learning curve from 2015. But as you mentioned, Ukrainians, huge numbers, but they're considered European, and there are trends that where the fighting has stopped, they do want to go home.
Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. It's a newsletter and a posting all the time. It's easy. Sign up for it and you'll read the progress of Germany in the conflict in Ukraine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.